This is a Ducks-Kings game we're used to. Here comes Kalor, needs to score. Moving in one-on-one against Riddick, in on goal, he's stopped by Riddick, and the Kings win the game in a shootout after an entertaining overtime session. What a hockey game. Tough one for anyone to lose. The Kings 3 and the Ducks 2.
One of the most entertaining hockey games of this season. Unfortunately, didn't go Anaheim's way yet again, Steve. That is yet another loss. That is back-to-back losses where storylines just that you want to see. You have a game against Columbus where you're down by four, you come back, tie it, and it's just not enough. Columbus coming on top of that one. And then you got the freeway face-off here at Crypto.com Arena. And I must say, Steve, this place has been loud all game long. And their team, Los Angeles Kings, come out on top.
And to think about it, the Ducks can't waste too much time thinking about it. They have a game tomorrow at home against another solid team, the Nashville Predators. How do you come down from a game like this?
Well, you got to turn the page. This is, you have to play with a sense of ease. It's, hey, we've been close two games in a row. We're close. We're there. And it's just, it's too close for comfort. They need to just find a way to, I think early on, there was a couple of times where they could have buried. They didn't. And, you know, when it's all said and done, you look at a few of those glorious opportunities there early on in the game, and they failed to gain that edge early on. Kings hold them off. I thought it was a great game from the Anaheim Ducks. It just wasn't enough. Kings win in a shootout.
I agree with you 100%. Want to thank everybody involved in the broadcast back at the Skyview Studios. And, of course, Rick Cutler, onside engineer here. Just everybody involved did a terrific job. And we look forward to the Anaheim-Nashville game tomorrow. It's a 5 o'clock play-by-play start, 4:30 pregame. And, Emerson, let's hope the Ducks can rebound against the Nashville team and give the teams what they want, a win at Honda Center.
Yeah, it's a Sunday game, earlier start there against a team who has now strung together back-to-back wins and taken down a hungry San Jose Sharks team. No, it's not a team, of course, that has been overly competitive this season, but it's a desperate hockey club in that San Jose Sharks team. So they play desperate hockey. They play aggressive, and the Nashville Predators just took them down. Well, Anaheim losing yet another heartbreaker, the second in a row, losing this one at Crypto.com Arena to Los Angeles Kings. It hurts, but keep saying it. You got to turn the page. It is a big one on tap at Honda versus the Nashville Predators.
And we witnessed it. There was some big-time improvement, too, and that's what you look for the Ducks organization as a whole. What we look for now is for Lexus Downey to join Emerson Edom. The Cutler, our engineer, will hang on here. We'll head home and join you again tomorrow, 4:30 at Honda Center. So the final in a shootout, Kings 3, Ducks 2. Thank everybody for what they did here tonight. Certainly enjoyed it. One of the top thrills we've had this year. Unfortunate that the Ducks got just one, not 2 points, but maybe tomorrow at home at Honda Center. For everyone, so long for just a while. Emerson and Alexis return after the upcoming commercial break here on DuckStream.
Oh, my God, thank you so much. That would be amazing.
That's the sound of Griselda getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing items stolen from a home break-in. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deeks.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce. All the saves. All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free, now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Attention all Anaheim Ducks fans, are you ready to join the coolest club in town? The Wildlingers Kids Club is here and you don't want to miss out. For just $35, your child can become a proud member of the Wildlingers Kids Club. With their membership, they'll receive invites to our parties and our 30th anniversary kit that includes discounts, a tin lunchbox, a trendy reversible beanie, a collectible Wildwing trading card, and a silicone poppet toy. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/Kids Club or visit our booth at any Ducks home game to become an official member.
Anaheim Ducks hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on Duck Stream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the postgame show on DuckStream. Saturday night rivalry hockey. What a game we just witnessed between the Anaheim Ducks and the Los Angeles Kings. 3-2 the final, a shootout loss for the Anaheim Ducks tonight, but quite a fight they put up through this game. A lot of hard skating, a lot of shots to the net, and this game just had everything, Emerson.
It really did. It was back and forth for the full 60-plus minutes into OT, into a shootout, and what a heartbreaker. AD, I have no words for this one. It's so tough, and what a move by Leo Carlson. You just thought maybe, but they just fall short there, and it was just back and forth all night. So fun. This atmosphere in this building was insane and fun to be a part of, but unfortunately it's tough to see the Anaheim Ducks lose it.
Certainly another heartbreaker after we saw that game on Wednesday against Columbus, another one tonight, but definitely a lot of good things to take from this game as the Ducks start this back-to-back, taking on the Nashville Predators tomorrow. But let's focus in on this game and talk about some of those good things from it. Starting in that first period, it was Jakob Silverberg on the power play who got the scoring going, 9:33 into the period.
Here's Fowler setting up. More or less quarterback in the power play. Strome side of the net. A shot. He score! Anaheim gets the first goal of the hockey game. off to the right of their netminder. And the big-time score here to get things going in a positive way, number 33, Jacob Silverberg.
Emmer, to see Silverberg just get that goal, you know, at that point in the game, especially on the power play, an area that the Ducks like to capitalize on, hoping to in tonight's game, and they did. How big was that for the team's momentum early?
Oh, that was huge. To get the first goal of the game, and it was a power play goal. It was off the far side, just stepping up north of the goal line there, and what a play. It was a tough angle. I don't know how he did it. To the far side, and it really caught Riddick by surprise.
And then the Ducks would continue to have that lead for just a little bit longer. Kings responded, this time on the power play for them as well. It was Kevin Fiala who we sniped the shot in the top corner, 15:23 into the period.
Power play late in the period. 4:40 to play in it. Fiala shoots. He scores. And that one clanged off the far goalpost to the glove side. Gibson bounced over the line. And the Kings score a special teams goal and tie up the game at 1-1.
So it was tied at 1 after that first period, Emerson. But overall, I mean, what a good start from Anaheim that we saw there, and something that they definitely wanted to keep going in the game.
Oh, for sure. And I must say, that snipe from Fiala was gross. It was a far side, just a pinpoint shot. It reminded me of the goal Vernehi scored in Florida off the power play flank. It was the same thing at the other end, the far flank, and it was so nice. It was pristine, taking that ice available and just slinging it far side. It unfortunately went in back of Anaheim's net, mm-hmm. but it was certainly a nice shot nonetheless.
So 1-1 after that first period. Moving into the second frame, Sam Carrick was the one to get credited with the shorthanded goal that the Ducks were able to have. Adam Henrique, a part of that breakaway alongside Sam Carrick, 9:08 into that second frame.
Here's a chance for the Kings to set up for Adrian Kempe. He puts it in front, and the shot put off the chest of John Gibson. Kings get it again. Trying to create something, and Anaheim will chase the puck down. 2-on-1 developing. Henrique in, centers it, score! What a pretty passing play! 2-on-1, man advantage. What a setup from Adam Henrique. What a goal, and the Ducks have a 2-1 lead.
That was such a big point in the game as well, Emerson. I mean, just seeing how that play happened, that shorthanded goal, just getting some more momentum for the Ducks as well there.
It takes a player of Adam Henrique's caliber to have the patience on that 2-on-1 break or partial 2-on-1 break. And it was just the perfect play. Outweighted, really, once again, froze Riddick there and slung it weak side back door. And, of course, they credited to Rico there first, but it got flip-flopped. And Sam Carrick, you got to just feel great for Sam. He's battled each and every game. He's played a lot of hockey, and he's that hard-nosed north-south type of player. So he's definitely got banged up, bruised up, but to have him get rewarded on that great play, giving the Ducks team the lead, it's just, you know, what a feel-good moment.
Sam Carrick, one of three players on this Ducks roster who's played in every game this season. He just had his 200th NHL game the last outing, so 201 today, and certainly exciting that he was able to get on the score sheet in that effort. But the Kings did respond in this period, and it was kind of similar to how the first period went when the timing of these goals were. The next one coming 14:24 into the period, this one by Drew Doughty on the power play once again for the Kings.
Boy, here's Doughty, a shot, he scores! A low, hard wrist shot along the ice. It beats Gibson, and I'm guessing John might have been at least partially screened on that shot. We'll look at a replay, but the Kings have tied up the game 2-2.
Emerson, you know, Steve talking about how Gibson was screened there. That was Quinton Byfield who was in front of Gibson, and he, I just felt like, had such a good game for the Kings.
Yeah, he was generating chance after chance. He just plays so quick. He's a guy that gets in first on the forecheck. He's a lot like Andrei Kopitar in that strength on the puck and their wall work, being able to collect pucks, those rims, weak side, strong side, off the wall and play with such confidence. It's fun to watch, certainly not against the Anaheim Ducks because he can certainly do some damage, but it's just that effectiveness. Like if you're not scoring a couple goals a game, couple assists, coming out with a few points, Quentin Byfield is a guy that can obviously not only do that, but if he's not doing that, he's making an impact in other areas such as screens and net front presence. And that was, like you mentioned, just a great net front presence opportunity created by Quentin Byfield.
And then moving into that third period, the final frame at this point, a tie game 2-2. It was the story of the goalies in that third period. Just some big saves on both sides. John Gibson, certainly a part of that. He had a huge save with his pad on Brant Clark with just 3 minutes and 18 seconds to go.
Kempe stick handling in, tried to move it by Mintikoff, couldn't. Now it's picked up, a shot, and John Gibson made the save. Rebound in front, and Gibson slid out with the right pad along the ice to keep that puck from going behind him.
What a save by Gibby. Extends the leg, a pad save with force. He had to will that one, that puck from crossing the goal line and just posting up. He says, I'm not going anywhere. What a save from John Gibson.
That might be the save of the game right there.
And it certainly was the save of the game in that third period. 2-2, we headed to overtime. No action in overtime, so we went to the shootout. After exchanging back and forth a couple times, it would be Trevor Moore who would eventually have the winner for the Los Angeles Kings.
Trevor Moore could put the Kings in a comfortable spot. They're ahead 1-0 here. Moore with speed moving in. He scores! Oh, my. That was a quick wrist shot. Don't know if John Newton was coming that quick, but he beat him cleanly. And if the Ducks don't score on this shot attempt, the Kings will win the game.
Well, Emerson, they did score on that shot attempt. However, it just ended up not being quite enough. 3-2, the final in the shootout, as I mentioned. But in watching that shootout, the Ducks have only been to, now this was their second shootout this season tonight. For Leo Carlson to come in and make that shot that he had, I how big was that, you know, just in seeing him in his rookie year just be able to step up in that moment?
Well, it was that similar goal he scored there against the Colorado Avalanche. Just razzle-dazzling on that move. It was the exact move. He pulls it so late. It's patience. Of course, coming from the near side and cutting across the middle and making that last second pump fake out to your forehand, slides it there far side. It's so pretty. He does it yet again, and everyone, including myself, I mean, who's not excited to see just what Leo Carlson's going to do in his bright future? It's the highest of end skill was on display there for his shootout goal.
As far as this game overall, what you saw from the Ducks, do you think that the messaging going into this one from head coach Greg Cronin, just the certain areas of the game that he wanted the team to work on and focus in on in this one, do you think that they were able to execute that tonight?
Yeah, no, I think so. And once again, it's about practice habits. It's about practice habits, stringing good practices into games in preparation. And it's two heartbreaking losses back to back, and you got to turn the page, and it's a tough test there against the Nashville Predators, who are on back to back wins here. So you got to turn the page quickly and just get back on track right away. And it starts right now. It starts with the preparation, as far as cooling down, rolling out, and as a player, these are the highest event athletes, and you got to trust the process and trust that these Anaheim Ducks are going to come back stronger against Nashville tomorrow night in Honda.
Emmer, I have one more for you, and it's a question that we actually received on the text line specifically for you. The text says each head coach had their own system that they tried to implement, but as a hockey player, how do you fit your playing style to fit within the different systems throughout your career? So a little bit of an overarching question for
you
there.
For me as a player, I had a few coaches. Bruce Boudreau was a coach here in Anaheim my first stint, and then I get traded to the New York Rangers. Elaine Vigneault was the head coach there, and then I get traded to Vancouver midway through that year, and now coached by my former coach in Medicine Hat there, Willie Desjardins. So we already had that camaraderie going into Vancouver, and had a great late season push, signed another contract. So there's more coaches that I meshed well with than not, and you just got to adjust. It's not too far off variations of systems, and the man-on-man system by head coach Greg Cronin and his coaching staff is maybe unique as you're going to get. It's either zone, man-on-man, and quite a bit more teams do that zone defense. Carolina is a team that is really masterclass when it comes to the man-on-man system. So look, there's not a huge variation between coaches. Usually it's a mentality. It's the communication that's the biggest change. But, you know, as a player, you got to do your best to adjust. It's certainly been an adjustment for these Ducks players to switch to man-on-man. It's keeping them in a lot of these games. It's just about scoring more goals. And here yet tonight, you give yourself an opportunity to score and go ahead in this game, especially early on. There was quite a few grade A chances missed by the Anaheim Ducks. Isaac Lundestrom, I spoke on a couple of times, and but going back to the original coach question, look, every coach poses some adjustments if you're a player, but look, it's part of just being a player. You got to do your best to adjust, because survival of the fittest. You got to adjust to, you know, move along in your career and continue to make big time money and produce at a rate that keeps you out of the game's highest level.
Great answer to that question, Emmer. And that brings us to letting you go, because we will see you tomorrow at Honda Center for this next matchup with the Nashville Predators. So see you quite soon, ready to go for tomorrow.
I really appreciate it, AD. I had fun here tonight. It was not the outcome that, of course, we had hoped for. But, hey, like the Anaheim Ducks are, I'm turning the page right now. I'm getting prepared. I'm getting my habits all dialed in here, AD. I'll be ready to go for game day yet again tomorrow.
Love it, love it. Well, we'll see you tomorrow. And for those listening, stick around for more of the post-game show, sharing some more of your thoughts through the text line, and then also getting to hear from someone down in the locker room. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, my God. Honda's helping us. What?
That's the sound of Teresa getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be buying new wheelchair-accessible furniture for her kid's bedroom. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Civic. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program, with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
The Anaheim Ducks Foundation cordially invites you to attend the 15th annual Lady Ducks Fashion Show Luncheon benefiting Children's Hospital, Orange County. This exclusive event will be held on Monday, March 4th at the Westin Anaheim Resort, with highlights including both professional modeling and a fashion show featuring your favorite Ducks players wearing the season's latest trends courtesy of Bloomingdale's in South Coast Plaza. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/fashion for table and sponsorship information. Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is rough. I don't know if you've been there in a while. They look like they're trying to go to business and they can't.
All new material.
They filed for bankruptcy and they're still open. They called Blockbuster and they're like, how do you get out? We want out.
Nate Bargatze, Saturday, April 6th, Honda Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Outback Presents. Don't miss Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
Avoid the penalty box. Parking at Honda Center will look a little different this season. So know before you go. Be sure to review all updates, maps, and more at HondaCenter.com/parking to reserve your spot today.
Back with the postgame show, Alexis Downey here with you, wrapping up this Ducks loss, unfortunately, tonight to the Los Angeles Kings, but a shootout loss, so definitely not going down without a fight. It was really overall a great game from the Anaheim Ducks. I mean, there was so many good things, and especially early in the game. I think that was something that I noticed right away, obviously, just the pace of the play in this one tonight. It was a fast game all night long. A lot of high danger scoring chances for Anaheim early in this one. They had 11 shots on goal in that first period alone, which, you know, if you look at traditionally the way that the shots have gone for Anaheim as of late, hasn't been that high of a number in a lot of these periods. And that was really good to see for Anaheim, just getting some early chances. You know, Isaac Lundestrom had a huge chance just under 5 minutes into the game, that wraparound that Rittich was able to stop. And, you know, there was just a couple of those moments throughout this game that I feel like maybe could have changed the tide if, you know, the Ducks were able to finish off some of those chances, obviously. But unfortunately, that wasn't necessarily the case through this game. LA played a really good defensive game. We knew how good they would be defensively in this one. I mean, this is the second meet. This was the second meeting between these two teams, obviously. The last one a few months ago, so a little bit of a different team at this point in the season, but knew that it was going to be a tough task for the Ducks tonight, and they really, really played up to the game and the level that they needed to be at in order to play this Los Angeles Kings team. And overall, very happy with a lot of what we saw from this game from the Ducks. They were winning puck battles. They were really being aggressive in getting to the goal, and that certainly made the difference. The fact that the power play was also able to capitalize on that end for Jakob Silfverberg, that second unit, getting that power play goal, getting the first goal of the game, as Emerson also just talked about in the last segment, how big that was for the Ducks' momentum in this one to try to keep that going in this game. It was good to see the Ducks just showing such a fight in this game, wanting to be in it. Obviously, you expect that with a rivalry game, but I was very pleased and very impressed by a lot of what we saw, kind of carrying over from that game on Wednesday. You know, they weren't able to finish it in the third. This time, a little bit of a different story, the third period, trading chances quite a bit with LA, but the Ducks only 5 shots on goal in that final frame, the Kings 13, so definitely more on that end. But I mean, on that note, I mean, the Kings have the 4th most shots on goal per game in the NHL. So knew that the shot volume was going to be high from them, and the Ducks defensively. And of course, John Gibson, a huge part of that as well, being able to step up to the task tonight. So that leads me to some of your thoughts on this game. The first text that we received said, "What a game. My heart almost couldn't take it. Let's hope tomorrow's game against Nashville is just as exciting. Go Ducks," from Eva. Eva, I feel that. I was watching this game as it was getting down to the wire, listening to Steven Emerson here, and you know, you could just feel the sense the Ducks just really wanted this one tonight. Obviously the Kings too, but it was good, good skating on both ends through and through the full 60 minutes. And that's something that we do talk quite a bit about, just trying to see that full 60 minute effort from the Ducks. And I think that was in this game tonight. You know, we did finally see that full 60 minutes. They didn't let up. They didn't allow, you know, some of those chances late in the game like we saw against Columbus. And that really was the difference tonight. And I feel like you have to be really pleased if, you know, you're maybe more of a veteran player on this team and you're kind of being able to set that example for some of these younger guys, just seeing, okay, you know, this is how you play with in like a tight game like this, high intensity, all of that. So certainly good for some of these younger guys to be, you know, experiencing a game like this. Unfortunate, of course, the outcome, but like I said, just seeing Leo Carlson being able to get that shootout goal, a huge goal for the team, unfortunately, not being able to close it out there with Alex Killorn, but just the way it goes sometimes, and it's hard to, you know, look at that as the shootout goes, and it is obviously very disappointing, but, you know, I felt like very, very happy with the way that the Ducks played in this one tonight, and it was such an exciting game overall, so I feel that same energy. Another text that we received here: that was such a stressful game to listen to, full of suspense, although disappointed, happy of how the guys played against such a tough team. Hope they're able to bounce back for tomorrow's game. Yeah, that, you know, you do think about that game tomorrow against Nashville. You know, being able to play in your home rink on the second half of a back-to-back. This was a late game, too. I mean, a 7:30 start in LA. At least the travel isn't too bad for the team to get back down to Orange County. But it's certainly a little bit of an earlier game that it's going to be happening tomorrow, 5 o'clock start. So, as Emerson said, the preparation starts now, just mentally getting ready for the game tomorrow. And stretching and doing all the things that the guys need to do when they come off the ice. I think that they will be able to turn around tomorrow and hopefully bring this same intensity and energy and jump in their game, skating hard, getting to the net, winning their puck battles, all of that, the strong defensive play, but looking to see more finishing. I think that's just something that hoping to see more of. And on that note specifically, Leo Carlson had quite a few chances in this game, you know, missing on some of them, losing the puck on some of them, but reminding myself, you know, that he's still young, he's learning, he's kind of going through this lull a little bit, as we actually had the chance to speak with head coach Greg Cronin about this the other day, and it's just a part of the growing pains for him, you know, being in his first year in the NHL. It's just something that happens and something that, you know, is a reminder he's still growing, and that's what we're witnessing. So that is something on Leo Carlson there, but we now actually have the chance to hear from Sam Carrick about his thoughts on this game after he also had a goal in this one tonight.
Sam, pretty back and forth game tonight. Great first period, especially for you guys. What's really set the tone for you to start the game?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we want to be physical against this team. They play a really tight checking game. You know, when they're on their game, it's really hard to get offense against them. So, you know, I think being physical and wearing them down is a good way to open up some offense. And that was our kind of game plan going into it. And yeah, I thought it was a pretty tight checking game, pretty close. And, you know, obviously we would have liked to get 2 points, but we'll take the one.
Especially a great effort on the penalty kill between you and Adam Henrique. Walk us through the goal that you two ended up combining for.
Yeah, I know. We knew we wanted to be aggressive. And, yeah, I don't know. I think I just got to stick on it. And, you know, Rico was in the right spot in the T intersection. And, yeah, we got a little 2-on-1, and he just kind of threw it back door. And I'm just trying to put my stick down and give him a target.
Obviously, these games mean quite a bit more, especially given the rivalry so close.
Yeah, I mean, anytime we play LA, we you know, it just seems to mean a little more. You know, I've been here, you know, long enough where, you know, we seem to play these guys a lot, even though it's been a while since we played them this year. You know, that rivalry is always there. And, you know, obviously we would have liked to beat them tonight here in their own building. But I thought it was a pretty good effort overall by our guys. And, yeah, we'll build on it.
Any questions?
Thanks, Sam. Do you feel like both of their goals came on the power play and then you guys get the shorthanded one? Do you feel like special teams really made the difference just as a whole for both teams?
For sure, yeah. I think I thought the refs did a pretty good job of calling the game pretty tight, letting us get away with a lot. And obviously we would have liked another power play. I thought there maybe could have been some calls, but that's just the way it goes. I think our PK did a fairly good job. They got a couple, they're a good team. They're gonna create chances, and they got some good players with a lot of skill. So wanted to stay with the box a little more, but yeah, I thought we did a pretty good job.
Notice any difference with them with Hiller now as their coach, maybe compared to when you played them in the past?
Honestly, not really. I was expecting maybe a little more of a difference, but they seem to play the same systems as far as the 1-3 there. So we haven't played them very much this year. I know they went on a slide, but last time we played them, they were pretty hot to start the year, and they were playing good. And, yeah, I think they played pretty similar tonight, and I didn't really notice too much of a difference.
You might have already addressed this before, but John Gibson, 48 saves tonight, just some thoughts on his performance.
Yeah, he's been huge for us. For as long as I've been here and as long as he's been here, he's just a world-class goalie, and we're lucky to have him for sure. Obviously, we don't want to be giving up that many shots for him, but, we have some confidence in him that, if we are going to give up a chance that, there's a pretty good chance he's going to make the save. So, it would have been nice to get him a win tonight. He definitely deserved it, but, it's the way it goes.
An opportunity to get back on the right track tomorrow night against Nashville. What do you want to take away from tonight, kind of the things you did well, and then bring them into tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think we just played a really good, physical game, and that's the kind of game that you're going to expect against LA, and I think Nashville plays a pretty similar team. They're a bigger team, and we know it's going to be a physical game. We got to bring it, winning our battles. That's kind of what I'm taking away from it is just, if we play like that, we're going to have a good chance to win most games.
Thanks, Sam.
Yeah, no problem.
As Sam Carrick shared there, if we play like that, we can win our battles and win the game. So Sam Carrick there, very pleased with the way that the game went, despite, of course, the outcome, just pleased on how the team was able to rally together and play against a very tough LA Kings team tonight. All right, one more segment when we come back of the post-game show, and we'll get to hear from head coach Greg Cronin.
Hey everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest thing on the planet to do. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world. Made the way it was intended, direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Cold Beer and Country Music by Zach Top. Now playing on the Big 615, powered by Tractor Supply.
All I need to keep me from losing it is good cold beer and country music.
Search the Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow us.
February is Black History Month, so celebrate with inspiring stories from iconic voices, from curated podcasts of influential voices.
What's up, y'all? I'm Beyonce.
What up, it's Jay-Z.
To rhythmic music stations like classic hip hop.
You all together, man. Love each other.
R&B hits. And roots reggae.
To me, Black History Month is every month because I live in it, in my skin.
Let the music and voices be a soundtrack for a month of appreciation and celebration right here on TuneIn. TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go-Go.
Yes. So you keep saying
you got something for me. Search Country a Go-Go or ask your device to play Country a Go-Go on TuneIn.
Back with the post-game show, and now we have the chance to hear from head coach Greg Cronin on his thoughts about this game tonight against Los Angeles.
Have you noticed any difference in them in this meeting, maybe compared to the first time with the coaching change?
Not really. Play the same way, 1-3-1. Similar style that we do defensively. It was funny, I was watching the last time we played, and it was game 20 for us. They scored two power play goals in the first period, so we got down 2-0 in that game. I think they got up to like a 4-0. It was 4-0 or 4-1. But this game had like the first two periods had like strong play from both teams. Like we had zone time, they had zone time. In that third period, I thought they picked it up. They had more energy than we did. As far as like difference in styles, not really. I don't really see any difference. They're a really good hockey team. I thought we played them in game 20 that they would be one of those teams that would be fighting for the Western Conference Championship. I still think they're in that mix.
Special teams played a huge role for both teams tonight. Two power play goals for them. Power play going shorthanded for you.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that was kind of just where the game was won or lost for either?
Yeah, I mean, they had four power plays, I think, and we had two, right? I mean, both teams, we actually had scoring chances that we never shot on that. And we had multiple two-on-ones, and we had a three-on-one. I think we passed it wide and shot it wide. So some of the chances that we should have had that should have added to our shot total and scoring chances, we didn't take shots. So I thought 5-on-5, you know, there could have been two or three goals scored for each team.
You talked about how Leon kind of had maybe hit a wall a little bit, and then tonight looked like he had a lot more jump in his step, I guess you should say. What did you think about his performance today?
I thought Leo was good. Yeah. He was skating, he was jumping, like you said. I thought he played well.
And also for Gibson, 48 saves, just a couple thoughts on his performance.
Gibby was great. He made huge saves, and you know, particularly the wraparound there late in the third period. He was good. He was really good.
And then lastly, a quick turnaround tomorrow against Nashville. A lot of things that you guys did well, play a lot better as opposed to the last match, as I mentioned. What do you kind of want to take away going into tomorrow?
From tonight's game?
Yeah.
We just got to keep pressure in the puck. Nashville's, they're a big, heavy team, kind of a different style than LA plays. They grind you down in the in your D zone, and we're going to have to find ways to get pucks back. They're a good transition team, obviously, with you know, Yossi and Forsberg, two of the better players in the league. So, you know, we're gonna have our hands full.
The disparity in shots, was that, I think you mentioned earlier, just passing up on shots?
Yeah, we don't. I've been saying this. We don't shoot the puck on that. We just keep doing this. I mean, we have guys at the puck and home plate repeatedly won't shoot it. And I told them after the first period, they had like 18 shots or something. They took probably like 8 of them were from, you know, the wall area. Or from the blue line. So, like, there's an expression, one shot equals two. If it goes on net, there's an opportunity for a rebound. I think L.A. was playing that, you know, kind of with that mentality tonight. And I don't know, for whatever reason, you know, we just don't want to do it.
How much of a lift did that power play goal, though, give you in the first period? Because I think that's the first time in 7 home games they've allowed a power play goal here.
Yeah, I actually didn't see it. I was looking at another play before that, and I saw it after the period was over, but you know, obviously when you score goals, I don't care if it's power play or it's 5-on-5 or 4-on-4, it gives you a jump, it gives you energy. And you could see after that we had some significant zone time from that, right? Just kind of breathe some offensive life into you. So that was big. Okay?
Thanks, Greg. Okay.
Head coach Greg Cronin there speaking about this game tonight against the Kings. Just pleased with some of the things as a part of this one tonight. Just on that last note there, getting that power play goal early, how that gave the team some momentum there and how they were able to get some more sustained zone time. That first period, a really strong period from the Anaheim Ducks. And of course, that power play unit as well. Overall in this one, as you mentioned, just looking ahead to tomorrow against a different type Nashville Predators team, how important it's going to be to keep pressuring pucks because they are a more physical, bigger team. You know, maybe not quite as fast as the Kings are in their play, but it's going to be important for the Ducks to get pucks back, as Cronin just shared there. Also noting how he really liked Leo Carlson in this game and how active he was getting up on scoring chances. And we saw that quite a few times throughout this game, in particular, just some moments where, you know, lost the puck on the stick, maybe the puck just went a little too far on a pass, but good things certainly from Leo Carlson and really his entire line as a whole, from that group tonight. That top six in general, also really liked the play from all of them in this one. So the Ducks, unfortunately, not able to get it done in the shootout. However, they do come away with a point in this one and look ahead to tomorrow against a Nashville team that certainly has been having a good month of February for them and a good road trip. They have won each of their games on this road trip. That is St. Louis, Vegas, LA, San Jose tonight. They won 4-2, and then they're finishing off their road trip in Anaheim tomorrow, of course, at Honda Center. A 5:00 start time. We'll have the pregame show for you at 4:30. Looking forward to that one tomorrow at Honda Center. Getting the Ducks just back at home, hoping to see what they're able to do in order to bounce back tomorrow and respond well from the play that we saw tonight into tomorrow. And make sure to come back after the break, as we will have the Ducks and Kings replay for you. Otherwise, I am Alexis Downey, and I will be back with you tomorrow, 4:30 pregame show against the Nashville Predators, the Anaheim Ducks taking the ice once again. Thank you for tuning in for the postgame show on DuckStream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks here reminding you to catch the Garth Channel, where you'll hear the greatest stories, the greatest songs, and the greatest artists. Broadcasting live from the Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk in Nashville, Tennessee. Tell your friends to search the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
He fires a three. Makes it.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn. But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Hold On To It by Tim McGraw. Now playing on the Big 615.
I'm Tim McGraw.
Hold on to the ones who hold a place there in your heart. Hold on to the moments you put them goosebumps on your arms. Hold that hand through the hard times. Hold that glass to the good times.
The Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes.
So you keep saying you got something.
Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Today, when it comes to following sports, a basic box score just won't cut it. Get the stats behind the stats with NHL Edge. So you won't just see Makar's time on ice. You'll see where he spent it. You won't just know Matthew scored. You'll know how hard he shot. And you won't just get OV's shot total. You'll know where he shot it from, even if they're all from the same place. Know more about every stat, every shift, and every star with NHL Edge.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Get the best seats, the best savings, and the best benefits with an Anaheim Ducks Orange Alliance season ticket membership. Members can save up to 40% off box office pricing. That's the largest discount on tickets available. Plus, they get access to members-only exclusive events, no-hassle interest-free payment plans, 20% off concessions and beer, 10% off merchandise at the Anaheim Ducks team store, and so much more. Join the Alliance today and get a free 30th anniversary Mighty Ducks bomber jacket while supplies last. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/season tickets.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.